Okay, so the Gemara says LaRova Dama Shloish Al Shloish B'Shabbi Godim Ikeminayim means Pshim Alozer is Tumo in Shabbi Godim in Shloish Al Shloish Lipshim Ben Alozer Islay Latana De Yisrael Eslay means Pshim Alozer has Tumo in Shabbi Godim Shloish Al Shloish Shloish Al Shloish B'Shabbi Godim Minolay. Where did he get it from? Because he is coming from Semerup. He's coming from the Goy. Zog the Gemara Me Oy Beged. There's a passing by Shrotzim over there. She brought it before. Oy beged or. So there's a ribuy oy in Shrotzim to tell us that there is tuma in shloisha al shloisha. The son you beged only ala beged shloisha al shloisha b'shabi godim minayin. Right, beged I know means that I know from the government Samuel Pishon. What's the oy? The oy is to tell me that in other things there'll be tuma by shloisha al shloisha. Talmud loma o beged v'abaye. What does Abaye do with that? Abaye goes in Reb Shim ben Elazar, there's Bechlal no Tumma outside of Tzemeru Pishtim. So what does he do with the Oy? Abaye, he says an interesting thing. If you remember from yesterday, even in the Goyim, we needed a posuk for Sholosh al Sholosh. We said Sholosh al Sholosh at the end of the day came from a Kalvachoyim. We made a split. Sholosh al Sholosh was the Reba of Ve'abeget. Right? So there's an added chiddush in the goyim sholosh al sholosh. Says Abaye, Abaye, hai oy beged my ovid lay, mi boy le rabbi sholosh al sholosh, but semru pishtim, demetami bishrotzim. That's what he needs it for. Nothing besides semru pishtim has tumu, correct? But what about semru pishtim? So let's go to Negoim. Shloish al shloish was a kalvachomer. So that way Tois explains, that kalvachomer teaches me that that's now beged. So beged is shloish al shloish. Good. So now I know that anywhere tumas, there'll be tuma anywhere in semru pishtim, shloish al shloish. In Negoim I have a special ribui that even sholosh al sholosh there's tuma. How do I know that in other places, tuma shrotzim, in semru pishtim, even sholosh al shloish kabel tuma? That's what Abaye uses the oy for. Rova says, no, you don't need it. Once the Torah told me in the Goyim that Sholosh al Sholosh is Mekabel Tumah, so now I know that that's Beged. So I don't need a Pasuk elsewhere. The Rova, Goli Rachmona Gabi Negoyim, Vadin L'Shrotzim. Once the Torah tells me in the Goyim that Sholosh al Sholosh is good enough, then I know what else, so I don't need a Ribu for that. What do I use O for? Faker. O is to tell me, Sholosh al Sholosh, Bishar Begodim. Vabaye. Equal a mifrak, you can't do that. You can't learn from the goyim to shrotzim. Mal in the goyim, shken shesi v'erev metami v'em. The goyim has a merit dik a chumra. Shesi v'erev, that's unheard of outside of the goyim. It's not a beg, it's nothing, it's strings. The goyim has a tremendous chumra. So from the fact that the Torah told me that in the goyim, shalosh shalosh mekabel tumo, I wouldn't know it by shrotzim. V'idos, what does Rava say? Isal kedai toch ne goyim chamiri. Tosis points out, he doesn't mean to say Isalke, everybody agrees in the Goyim is Chamiri, obviously. It has the Chumash Shesier. He means to say, if you're right that we take that into account, in other words, Rav is saying there's no Chumash here, because basically it's a Gili Milsa. The Torah is telling me that Sholosh al Sholosh is a beggar. But if the way you're reasoning, how are you reasoning, Abaye? That it's not a Gili Milsa. It's a Chiddush that Sholosh al Sholosh works, and therefore you can't deduce from the Goyim to Shrotzim. Why? Because the Goyim is Mochomer. Zotlovason, let the Torah write it by Shrotzim, and I'll go from Shrotzim to Negoyim. That can't be what's going on over here. Isal kedaitach Negoyim Chamiri, and that's the problem. I can't go from there to there. Fakir lichtov rachmona gabi Shrotzim. So let the Torah put the ribuy by Shrotzim. V'leisu Negoyim in ayu. In other words, Abaye basically is saying there's two ribuyim. There's a ribuy of vehabeged for sholosh al sholosh by Negoyim. There's a ribuy of oybeged for sholosh al sholosh by Shrotzim. And why you need two of them? Because he can't learn Shrotzim from the Goyim. Zot Rava, if you're right in that reasoning, so let it say it by Shrotzim. I'll learn the Goyim from Shrotzim. To which Abaye says he can't go from Shrotzim to the Goyim either. There's a chumra either way. The Idach, Negoyim Shrotzim lo also. Dikal Mifrach Malo Shrotzim Shekim Etami Bekadasha. Each one has a chumra. In the Torah, how to write it by both. Now again, Tosis points out, Avada Rova agrees that these are Pirchas Gemuris. You can't argue with Avada, it's a good Pircha. You can't argue with that. Rova holds that this is not a Limud, it's a Gili Milsa. It's just a Gili Milsa. What is Begit? That's not a question of Chumris anymore. Okay. Now, the whole thing started yesterday with this Tana de Rebbe Shmuel. Tana de Rebbe Shmuel is the one who came with this blast that there's no Tumah except by Tzemeru Pishtim anywhere. Because since Negoyim, it's a Tzemeru Pishtim, All of where, anywhere else in the Torah it says Beged. I learned Sosim and Amafayrush. So now I know that Beged in the Torah means Tzemer Upishtim only. That was yesterday. Afkol Tzemer Upishtim. That's I told you yesterday. That's Tona de Rebbe Bishmuel number one. Here comes Tona de Rebbe Bishmuel number two, which says opposite. Amar Abaye, hi Tana the Rebbe Shmuel. The Tana Rebbe Shmuel we had yesterday, called number one, Mapik, is Moitzi, meaning it's Choylek from the Svara of Meidach Tana Rebbe Shmuel. I'll show you another Tana Rebbe Shmuel. Says not that way. The Tana the Rebbe Shmuel Beged Ein Lielo Beged Tzemer Upishtim Minayin LeRabois Tzemer Gimolim Tzemer Arnovim Rabbits Noitzer Shel Izim the small hairs. From goats, v'hashirim, v'kalach, v'asoriki, and I have no idea what they are. Any, you got English on that? Types of materials.
Fibula silk, kalach silk, right. And corded silk.
That's all silks. Okay. Talmud Lomer, oh, beget. Oh, this is clear, the machlokes over here. This Tony Rebbe Shmuel over here, number one, said, there's only Tumut Tzemer Upishtim. Says it only says Tzemer Upishtim by Nigurim. That's it. Afkol, he said yesterday, Afkol Tzemer Upishtim. This Tony Rebbe Shmuel is clearly saying that other things besides Tzemer Upishtim have tumah from the ribuy of Obeged. Now, this is the price of Rava, but basically this is what Rava brought before, but Rava understood it to be only by Shloisha Shloisha. Rebbe Shmuel number one says there's no tumah outside Tzemer Upishtim. Finished. This one clearly says not that way. He basically is going like Rava said, but he goes even more extreme the way Abai understands it. Even Shalosh al Shalosh. He equates the other things to Tzemer Upishtim.
Now, this
it's worth anything and everything, yeah. Now look on everything, all begets. By the way, Tosis points out, why do you need a Reba for Tzemer Gemalim? What's the difference? The Torah doesn't say what type of Tzemer. The Torah says Tzemer. So how do you know it's Tzemer of lambs? If Tosis says that, Demis says a Yerushalmi, the Rashi and Kelaim say Yerushalmi, Stam Tzemer in the Torah means Tzemer Kvosim, sheep wool. Tzemer Gemalim is Yesh L'Shem Levi. It's called Tzemer Gemalim. It's not called Tzemer. Okay. Rova Omar. Rava is now going to do a trick to make these two Rebbe Shmuels work. Again, what did the first Rebbe Shmuel say? Af kol Tzemer Upishtim, meaning everywhere in the Torah, Tumah is only by Tzemer Upishtim, correct? Yeah. This Rebbe Shmuel is clearly saying that there's Tumah in all materials, correct? Says Rava, he's doing a trick now. He's changing what he said yesterday. When this Rebbe Shmuel said, he learned yesterday that Reb Shimon ben Elazar, again, what did Reb Shimon ben Elazar say yesterday? There's no tumah in other things by Sholosh al Sholosh, but there is by Shloish al Shloisha, correct? Rebbe Shmuel number one said there's no tumah at all in other things. Rava changes his mind. Rebbe Shmuel also meant that yesterday. When he said, Af kol, Tzemer Upishtim, he means the little ones. But in Shloish al Shloish there is. This Rebbe Shmuel said by Shloish al Shloisha. There's no steer in Rebbe Shmuel's. But that's a charot. That's not what Rebbe Rava said yesterday. Then the first Rebbe Shmuel is the same as Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar. Abaye said yesterday they said the same thing. Both of them said no tumah. He split it. He's now saying they both said the same thing, that there is tumah by Shlosh HaShosh and not by Shlosh HaShosh, to get out from the steer. Rava Omar ki lesle lahach tana de Rebbe Shmuel. The Tana Rebbe Shmuel yesterday said there's no tumah outside Tzemer Upishtim, Bishab Godim. That's by Shlosh HaShosh. He meant yesterday what Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar said. The same thing, but Shloisha al Shloisha is Slay. Mele, there's no stira in the two Rebbe Shmuels. When he said yesterday, Afkol only Tzemer Upishtim, he meant by Sholish al Sholish. When he says here, Le Rabbo is Tzemer Anovim, he meant by Shloisha al Shloisha. What's going on here? Oh. That's against what we said yesterday. The horova who the oma shloish al shloish b'shab godim l'reb shimon and lozer yisleh l'tona d'reb yishmoel lesleh hoda be rova me'ahi. Rova changed his mind, Taisa says, in order to preserve, in order to get out from the sphere in Reb Yishmoel's. Yesterday he learned that Reb Yishmoel number one meant there's no tumah at all outside Tzemer Upishtim. But he's faced with this Rebbe Shmuel who clearly has a ribui that there is another begodim. See, switching, when he said yesterday this tumah only in Tzemer Upishtim, he meant by Sholosh al Sholosh. Fine. Ibo Yisemo, this is not Rava here. Rava didn't say there was a confusion. Tosis points out on Amud Beis that Rav Popa was a Talmud of Rava, and took over, he became the Rosh Yeshiva after him. So there was often confusion when Rav Papa said something. Was he saying his own thing? Was he was saying something over from Rava? So the Gemara is saying there was a mistake. It wasn't Rava who said it. This was Rav Papa. Rav Papa said it. Rav Papa said, not Rava. Rava said what he said. Rav Papa is the one who said that the first Rebbe Shmuel holds this tumah and other things. So what did he mean, af kol? Only? He wasn't talking about tumah. Or Rav Papa Omer, af kol. Meaning when Rebbe Shmuel, number one, said af kol tzemro pishtim, everywhere else is only tzemro pishtim, he's not talking about tumah. Lasuyi kil ayim. What he meant to say was over there, that just like by Nigoyim, it's only tzemro pishtim. Afkol, meaning kilayim, shatnez, is tzemeru pishtim. He wasn't discussing tumah. Tumah there is in Shabbi Godim. So, and Rashi points out, even in Sholosh HaSholosh, you don't have to go like Rava. Rava wanted to fix the two Rebbe Shmuels, that this one's talking about tumah. So he had to say he meant, there's no tumah in Sholosh HaSholosh. But he's saying it's about kilayim. So he can well learn this tumah even in Sholosh HaSholosh. Now, frankly, but that's a strange thing if you think about it. So what's this Rebbe Shmuel saying? Just like I find in Nigoyim, that beged means tzemeru pishtim, so too shatnez means tzemeru pishtim. I need a limud for that. The Torah says, I'll show much beged. Shemesh pishtim, yadlov. I don't need a limud for that. Kilayim. Behed yiksevalei. Lo silba shatnez. Tzemeru pishtim, yadlov. You have to tell me that shatnez means tzemeru pishtim. That's what it says. Says the Gemara, sal kedai techamino. I would think, then again, there's two types of this shatnez. This shatnez in levisha when you wear it. There's also shatnez of halo. Halo is less than Levisha. You put it on top of you. It's not Mechamim to call a goof. So it says like this. I could have thought possibly that when the Torah says Tzemeru Pishtin, that's the Issa Shatnez, that's by Lo Silbash. There's the other one, Beger Shatnez Lo Yale Olecho. Maybe in Halo, it's any two minim. Comes a Bishmol to tell me, no, I learned from the Goyim that Shatnez is only Tzemeru Pishtin. That's what I thought. When did the Torah limit the tzemer upishtim to isur derech levisha? Aval b'halo kol trimini osa. That I need Rabbi Shmuel to tell me? No. Frankly, more, that doesn't make sense. Punk faker. Which is more chomer? Levisha or halo? Levisha is more chomer. Levisha is nene kol aguf. If in levisha the Torah only asks a tzemer upishtim, in halo certainly that way. That's like a bigger Easter. The whole goof is nana from the shatnez. Then the Torah said, Amrit, Semru Pishtim ain't, Midiachrin Aloy. There the Torah said, the only thing that's also Semru Pishtim. Halol Koshkein. Halol will certainly only be also there. Meaning, so that's not true. It can't be. I don't need any Lemudim in Kilayim and Shatnez. The Torah said, Semru Pishtim. So well, you're right, it's a mistake. Elder Rav Papa Bedusi, that's a toast. Right, look at a blanket here. Oh. Rav Nachum by Yitzchok has a new pshat in Rabbi Shmuel. Again, we always want to know, you haven't beginning before us too. What did Rabbi Shmuel mean when he said, Negoim is Semro Pishtim, Af Kol Semro Pishtim? Comes Rav Nachum by Yitzchok with a new slant. Af Kol, you know what he meant? Tzitzis. He holds that the Bishmuel is saying, you're only chayiv in tzitzis midoraisa. On a beggar, shall tzemer upishtim. Anything else, there's no chiv tzitzis. Lasu yit tzitzis. Frag di gemor, I don't need a post. What? Tzemer or pishtim? Yeah, yeah. Frag di gemor, tzitzis, I don't need a post either. Tzitzis behed yiksiv. Loy silba shatnish tzemer upishtim uksiv gedilim tatzalok. And they're right next to each other. So I know, that's how I learned, that's how you learn. I said, the halosa say, right, there'll be tzitzis even with tzemer upishtim. So you see, that tzitzis is only on Tzemeru Pishtim. I don't need any limudim for that. So the more interesting thing. What does that mean over there? Well, silver shatn is Tzemeru Pishtim, right? Gidilim tasaloch. It is a smuchim over there to tell me that tzitzis, meaning, well, silver Tzemeru Pishtim, gidilim tasaloch by Tzemeru Pishtim. What does that mean? The beget Tzemeru Pishtim? Or the tzitzis is Semru Pishtim. You are telling me now that Rabbi Shmuel is telling me that the beged to be chayim and tzitzis has to be Semru Pishtim. And I'm asking you, you don't need a limud for that. The posuk says, it says, well, not so simple, that's what the posuk means. Look at this. Salke Daitach, I mean, I could have learned these psukim like Rova. It's a famous Rova. Rova says like this. Rova Romiksiv. Rome says a steer in psukim. Hakonov min konov. By the parashin tzitzis that we have. Kanfei vigdeyem, right? Yeah, and also our tzitzis konov. Tzitzis hakonov psukhel, that's correct. But it's repeated because it just says over there. It says, Osulam tzitzis al kanfei vigdeyem l'dayroisam, okay? What do we need konov for? You just told me put the tzitzis al kanfei vigdeyem. No, the nosnu al tzitzis psul treles. We need konov again. That word konov is extra. Says Rava, l'chura that means min konov, meaning the tzitzis should be the same as the konov. If your beged is tzemer, your tzitzis should be tzemer. If you're wearing silk, your tzitzis should be silk. Whatever. Okay? Rova romiksiv, hakonof min konof, meaning the chutat tzitzis have to be the same min as the whatever bag you have to be wearing. On the other hand, uksiv, tzemer upishtim yachtov. That's the positive from Shatnas. So you see that tzitzis has to be only tzemer upishtim. What's the answer? There's the famous Adin. Hoketzat, it depends. If your chuteyat tzitzis are made out of tzemer or pishtim, that's good on any beged. That's Rova's din. That's not his din. You're wearing a jacket made out of tzitzis, whatever you call it, a canvas out of silk. You have two choices, three choices. You can put tzitzis of tzemer or pishtim, or you can put on silk. But if you're wearing a chesnet, I don't know what cotton lamazogin. Yeah, if you're wearing a cotton, then you can't use silk. Then you can only use cotton or tzemer upishtim. Good, that's Rava's din. But what do you see from that? How did Rava learn the posuk lo silber shatnes tzemer upishtim yachdov gedilim? On the tzitzis or on the beged? On the tzitzis, it's talking about. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Shmuel. I could have learned the posuk like Rava. So I talk about the beged. Rabbi Shmuel is telling me that it's talking about the beged. Only a beged of tzemer upishtim is chayiv and tzitzis. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rav Nachum by Yitzchok. Okay. Omer Rav Acha brei de Rovo l'Rav Ashi. L'tana de Rabbi. L'tana de. Yeah.
Just like
beged is only tzemer upishtim here too. It says bigdayim is only tzemer upishtim. I didn't tell you it says tzemer upishtim. I could have learned like Rovo. Tzemer upishtim means the chutim. The Gemara Yevama says he's against Rovo. Rovo clearly says all the things are chayiv and tzitzis.
Yeah.
You can, right? He clearly says they're not. That's the Gemara Yevama says. That this Rabbi Shmuel is against Rovo's din.
What
would
you call the
Maaseh? Rovo.
What?
You're
like
Rovo.
Midraisa?
Yeah.
Well, every open door is chayiv midraisa.
Well, yeah, they were chayishish. We're machmir. It's a machloikis to you. It really is. Yeah. They advise, some say better to wear, that's why many are marked to wear wool, because they want to get the derais according to everybody. But ladini you have to put on. Right. Omer Avacha Brei de Rovo le Ravashi. Litona Devei Rebbe Shmuel, we're now going back to Litona Devei, I'm sorry, this Litona Devei Rebbe Shmuel, right. Now what comes out? That you limit beged in tzitzis to tzemer upishtim, but in tumah not. That's what he said. In tumah, it's shabbegod, right? Why is that? Because you have a ribui. Oh, you beged, right? So he asked him like this: Ma'ishno linyan tumah, the marbe shabbegodim, the chsiv al beged, right? That's basically he has this thing in the goyim that limits beged to tzemer upishtim, but by tumah, since we have that oy beged. We're marbe sharbe good. In fact, so by tzitzis also I'll find you a ribui. Hochanami, lemo by tzitzis, lirabo sharbe good. And from where? Me'asher techase bo. That's the other posuk. That's this posuk right here. Dvorim chav beis. Gdilim taseloch. We have these psukim that's beged. That's the regular parish of tzitzis. But then we have that posuk. That posuk says, Yeah. Lo silbe shatnes semro pishtim yachdo. Gidilin tasaloch al arba kanfos kisus chashet achasebo. That's a ribui. Anything you cover yourself with. So just like by oy beged. Enochanami. You start with semro pishtim from the goy. But oy beged is marbe, then anything's makabel tumo. So do the same thing by tzitzis. You're right. Semro pishtim. You learn from the goy. Maskim. But you have a ribui. Vashet achasebo. Should be marbe. Anything. So the Gemara, I need that for something else. Ahula asuye ksus sumahuda oso. I need that to be marbe the begging of a blind person. What did it read? Desanya urisem oisoy prat leksus lailo. Correct? Atom prat leksus lailo enel prat leksus sumo. Yeah. How do you know it's prat for something you're wearing? Maybe it's prat for a sumo doesn't see. Zog di Gemara kishu oimer ashet echasebo hareksus sumo omur. Homani mikayim urisem also prat leksus lailo. Okay, see, that's a good toss-up. I mean, you have a miyut, you have a ribu. Rizim says one's got to go out. Chas was marba one. You decide ksusumo is chayiv, ksuslaylo is pata. Fenglo maroyis l'rabes sumo also ksuslaylo. So the gemara marba ksusumo sheyesh to beriets lacherim. Ksusumo is rizim. Everybody else sees the beggar at night. Nobody sees. They didn't have lanterns. Umotzin ksuslaylo sheyna beriets lacherim. Okay. So basically, we asked you like this, why don't you use Ashet Chasebo to be Mar B'Shar B'Godim? It's like, I need a Ksus Sumo. Okay. Frag the Gemara, go to the other way, Emel Rabo Shar B'Godim. So let's forget about Ksus Sumo, let's be Mar B'Shar B'Godim. The Gemara says often like this, Mistabra Koi B'Tzemru Pishtim, Mar B'Tzemru Pishtim. The Pesach is talking about Tzemru Pishtim. I'd rather make a Rebu within the world of Tzemru Pishtim than to have to go out of it. Tzemru Pishtim, Mar B'Shar B'Godim. Agav, this Ksus Laila that's part is a famous Machlokes Rishonim here. I'm sure you're all well aware of that. What do you mean? It's like a lot for me. But does it mean pajamas, a Ksus Laila, or means something you wear at night? Say, Stazay, my dollar canvas, at night, and a Chayim sits or not? It's a big Machlokes Rishonim in that. We are Machmir. That's when you put your dollar, if you wear a talis at night, you have to have tzitzis, but we don't make a brocha. How come we don't make a brocha? Because the choshesh shadei adashit, the Rambam. That exus yoyim balaylo is pot. Yoyim balaylo, that's called exus laylo. We don't make a brocha. We don't make a brocha. We wear it because we go with the other sheetas. That what's part is pajamas.
So it's a something
right. Very interesting. Rashi here says, Achreinim point out the steer. Rashi says here, l'ksus laylo, ksus hamiyuchad l'leilas, pajamas. Rashi Menachem says the other way. Anything you wear at night. It's an interesting chumrah comes out because it's the reverse. What's about uksus laylo by yoin? If you wear pajamas by day, according to the shita, of it depends when you wear it, you should be chayiv in tzitzis. Now, pajamas is not a problem because rarely do we have pajamas at Abdallah Kanfis. But a blanket.
But do you wear a blanket?
Halo, that's halo. Uh-huh. There are people who are machmen that they cut the corners of the blankets. Because, the way we don't get up with alois.
Halo is
what?
They hold the halo.
Yeah, father, of course. Sure.
This is beautiful
for that's the other way. It's just laila by yoim. It's the other way. So I got like a broch on such a thing. But people don't do it. I don't know exactly why. There are people who are machmen that. It's not always, see, most blankets we have today are not with Cronus, you know. Pants. Also, we have to be saying, look, piano could be Machmin, the Rabbonins. Most of our stuff today is mostly synthetics. You can have a wool blanket. People do have wool blankets, no shadow about that. But, yeah. When I was in Israel, there was a guy who used to go around the Kaisel, you know, people used to fall asleep, the guy died early, and they fall asleep. He would go around waking everybody up at Alois because of that. You know. That was his. Contribution to Jewish history. You're not impressed, is he? Okay. I'm impressed he was up that early. That's
got a lot more problems before that.
Yeah, that's for sure. Okay. Amr Abaye, the new Reb Shimon ben Elazar Sumchus Amru Dovarecha, the new thing. If we go back to Reb Shimon Elazar, he said something about Sukkah there too. He said, Kol yetzim ne'etz eimbo b'msholom sholosh u'mesachichim bo chutz mipishton. You can't use pishton for schach, correct? Now, the Rishonim explained, the Gemara is medayik, it doesn't say the chutz mi beged pishton. He's talking about begging pishton when shalosh hashloshim said, but he doesn't say that. He says chutz mi pishton, meaning what? That there could be pishton that's not a beged, and you also can't use it for schach. What would that be? Shesi ve'erev. Now that's a chiddush already, because shesi ve'erev is not mekabel any tumah except tumas negoy. So then says a chiddush in Reb Shimon Eloza, that even we say schach is no good if it's mekabel tumah. What kind of tumah? Does state that even if it's not mekabel any tumah, just tumas negoyim, it's no good for schach. Says that he and Sumchus both say that. Omru dovarech, Reb Shimon Eloza hod amorin, because he said chutz mi pishton. He didn't say chutz mi beged pishton. Mashma, even if it's not a beged, it's just strings, you can't use it on the sugar, even though it's not mekabel any tumah in the Torah, except tumas negoy. Sumchus says the same thing, the Sanya. Sumchus omer sichecho betevi. Tevi is just a woven string. It's either the shesi or the erev. Psulo, that's in sukkah. That mipnei shemitama benegoyim. He's saying exactly that. Oh, kiman, ki haitano detnan. Some mishnah in negoyim. Shesi vo erev mitame benegoyim miyad. Divrei Reb Meir. Immediately, when you finish spinning it. Reb Yehuda Oimer, HaShesi Mishi Yishlov Erev Miyad. I told you, in wool, the Shesis were different than the Erevs. They were thicker, a little different processing. So they would soak it, Epis. Is the Shesi, is not called a Shesi, according to Reb Yehuda, until you take it out from the soaking. According to Reb Meir, it becomes a Shesi, L'kabel Tumas L'goyim, as soon as you spin it. I don't know, how did I say Mishiyash? It's some sort of process that they soaked it, and it's not yet chassis according to him until you pull it out of there.
From when they have been pulled out right. of the kettle in which they have been boiled to whiten them.
Right, yeah. So it's a little bit later step in the process. Exactly. Okay, next. V'ha'erev miyad, that's only the chassis string. V'ha'unin shel pishton Mishiyash labnu. Now, Un is a big controversy, what it means. We'll go with Tais. Tais learns Unin just means Shesi and Erev. Just in Tzemer, the Shesi is distinguishable from the Erev. So it calls it Shesi and Erev. In Pishton, they have to be exactly the same, so he calls it Unin. But whatever it is, what does it say over here? That Reb Meir holds, as soon as it becomes a Shesi string, or an Erev string, it's Metame Minigoyim. You don't need any more than that. Reb Yudah says, need a little more, as to finish soaking. That is the same as Sumchus, who said Sicho Betevi. He doesn't require more than that. Tevi sounds like the spinning. You don't need that process. That's all the Gemara means to say.
So you don't need the Mishiyash Labnu, but that's the finish, right?
You don't. What a Mishiyash Labnu.
Right. No, but by Unin, there is no Mishiyash.
Yeah, you don't need Mishiyash Labnu by Shesi of Tzemer, and you don't need Mishiyash Labnu of Unin Shel Pishton.
No,
Sumchus. Go on Sumchus, Kipshuto. Shimon Lazar is hard to know. Shimon Lazar is a little bit hard to know. But Sumcha said betevi. So it's mashram from him that tevi is enough. Meaning, what do you call the spinning?
The
Rashi say that somewhere.
Tevi means spun, yes. Yeah,
spun, that's all. Don't be telling me, yeah, shenitve, because he said that I should spell it out somewhere, no? Mar doesn't, but Mitsuka. Tevi sounds like all you need is spinning, you know, anything more. Where are you reading?
Rashi, it's like four lines from where it gets, before it gets
watered. Oh, so yeah, that's right there. No.
But the interesting thing is, it's
Shvina Tevi Matam, yeah, the Tevi also, my blood, low boy, Fiyashla.
The interesting thing is, Rashi, when Rashi, they do need
Mashiach. Yeah, Rashi learns Unim is something else. I tell you, I went with Tysus. Rashi learns Unim is not Shesi Veir. Unim is a step before. It's just clumps of, what do you call it over there? I went with Tysus, a little bit easier. It's very hard to understand this problem. How can you have bunches of flax? Why should we come to the goyim? Meaning Shesi Veir. The problem over here. Mm-hmm. I went to Taisus. Taisus, Rashi's Unim is something else. It has nothing to do with this machloikis. Unim means the stage before Shesi Veir. It hasn't been spun yet. It's just it's clumps of flax. Yeah, that's what Taisus says. How could I be metamei to the goyim? Out of Taisus says Shesi Veir. You pre Shesi Veir over it. You pre anything. You're just clumping. It's just been combed out. There's a problem, this Rashi, how that could be. Okay.
That, sorry, just to how about this one, that Rashi is where?
Rashi says clearly, unin.
Hold on one second. Right before home, Talmud Gom Ksiv Obishesi, but who adinami lo unin mishiyas labnu? He understands it means something else. And then Suki says, I think even clearer, maybe. Yeah, Rashi before, I've got the left beged, shalom nitve, kigon unin, o nitve veloneric. Difference, or unin, or nitve veloneric. That's the next step, spun but not woven. It's a difficult Rashi, I mean. Well, it can't be. The pasuk says clearly in Jesu v'Eiru. That's the problem. How could that possibly be? How could you say that stam flax before it's spun is mekabel tumas negoim? And to make the abundance in the goim, we don't have in the goim. We're not going to make the abundance. Okay, it's a problem. There is a problem. Kol yetsim and yetsim manlikem ol pishton. Here's some interesting Tosfos points out a simple thing. We had yesterday, Rav Shmuel said, Kol ha-yetzeh min ha-eitz ein madlikim bo, on the Amud Aleph yesterday. He didn't say chutz mipishton. So Tosfos is very good. This Mishnah is talking about using something for a wick. So he's saying you can't use anything that's grew on a tree except pishton. This, Rav Shmuel is talking about oils. You know, pishton, that's not a fuel. Now, Kol ha-yetzeh min ha-eitz ein pishton. Right, says Rashi, here's your problem from yesterday. Says Rashi, lafuke what? Canvas? He said it before in Amar Aleph by Tumi, says it right here. Lafuke canvas and cotton, right?
Yeah.
Those are yetzim and eitz you can't use. You asked yesterday, cotton's yetzim and eitz. Cotton's and eitz. Taisa says, b'chal, if you think about it, the Rashi just said a thing at Dovah Pela Ma'od. Yesterday he said, I call a yetzim and eitz, is not mekabel tum, shows cotton's not mekabel tum. Okay, that doesn't bother me. But according, just one second, I don't know if his canvas or canvas, I'm not sure. I'm not sure that he means this. But anyway, what does this mission say according to Rashi?
Yeah.
You can't use cotton as a wick because it's not a good wick. Says Tosfos, that's impossible. First of all, ma'aseh b'chol yom, everybody use cotton for wicks. Beis is the best wick we have. How could the mission say you can't use cotton for a wick? They say it's impossible. Can't be. Everybody uses cotton. What do you use for wicks?
Don't you find anywhere that they used to use the big day?
Yeah, okay, that wasn't cotton. That was several pishtim.
Right.
That was the mission. But right, it's impossible. What does Rashi want? Zog Tosfos, that's not what's going on here because of what you said. Cotton is not a yetzim and eitz. That's not what we're talking about. What it means, lafuke, I have no idea. It doesn't tell us. Some things that grow on trees. But cotton is not growing on trees. And canvas, he says, I don't know what their canvas was. I'm not clear.
I believe it's hemp.
Is it what kind of what does that grow on?
I think it's a plant.
Yeah, he says the Gemara Menachos calls it Zeroim. And he says Pishton also is not a tree, it's also a Zera. Just the Torah calls it a tree. So in the Mishnah we deal with it as a tree. But none of these things are Yetzim and Eitz. Chas v'Shalom to say you can't use cotton for a week, though, he says. Impossible.
So why does it say that? So according to Tosfos, what's trying to call Yetzim and Eitz and the Pishton?
Things that grow on trees are not good wicks. What? Things that grow on trees. I don't know what he's so concerned, I don't know. Things that grow on trees will make good wicks.
It means like this. Pishton, it means to say the fibers behind the bark and that type of stuff.
That kind of stuff will not make good wicks. Except pishton, which happens to be called an eitz, but I'm telling you it's okay. That's how it is. But he says, tell you, Rashi's impossible. It had to be second thing about Sapella. Rashi says, game is gotten for wicks. They're not good wicks. I mean, they are. Achutz, everybody uses them, but they have to be good wicks. Okay. Now, the next piece is a very interesting thing. We have a few minutes and a few people. What do you think? There'll be a meeting right today. Anyway, oil. We all know in Tumas oil, right? You have an oil, and there's a mess in the oil. So Lamazang Rachman says a mess in this building. Everything in the oil becomes tummy. Okay, that's reasonable. What's about the oil itself? The oil becomes tummy. The building. The oil.
Is it portable?
What? Not obviously not portable. Is it mekabel tum or not oil? Knee jerk, you'd say no. I don't know why you'd say that, but probably because nobody learned all those. But that's the knee jerk, is it wouldn't be tum.
The pasuk says
Oh, the pasuk says it's tame. Where's that pasuk now? The hizo, I can't find it. They say where the pasuk is. It should be right here. 1 minute. Yeah, it's in Pashas Parah. I can't find a pasuk. Oh, the lokach ezoiv, the tov al b'mayim ishtor v'hizo al ho oyel v'al kol akel. So the oil is tome. The oil is tome. 1 second. That's like the Mishnah. Only pishton. The only oil that becomes tome. Now again, we don't mean brings tumor. That anything that it itself becomes tome is pishton, and that we're going to learn from Sukkah. That the oil of the Torah means pishton only. That's what it means. Chol yetsi mino eitz ein mitame tumos oyholim elo pishton. And they all point out it doesn't mean just mino eitz. Nothing. But since the Mishnah is talking chol yetsi mino eitz, we said it that way. But nothing except we'll see in the Gemara. There's three things we'll see soon. That the oil itself becomes tummy. Okay, then Sean, so let's just see the Gemara. Minola the pishta ni create. Who told you pishta is called eitz? Or my mazuchid, or my krov. Who he lost my gago, but it's the name of pishta or eitz. Now, here we have a very interesting thing here because I have a few minutes. Tosfos points out an interesting thing that what are we saying now? What does it mean an oil? An oil is not a fancy thing, you understand? If they don't even need a pen for buildings, you put something on top of a mess, that's it. Anything that's mala mess is an oil. Now, we had a Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin, if you remember, that to bring tumah across as v'tevach al tevach. Then we had a derabonim from Oyvim Mardeya. If it's on my shoulder, right? But to bring tumah on itself,
you said it was anything.
It's anything. That means anything, even a kli that you put down top of a mess, it becomes tumah. So what do you mean the oil doesn't become tumah? That's the same thing. The oil's on top of the mat. What do you make a fancy words out of it? What?
It's too much.
So Ketayis are very important Ketayis. That's a keli. But once it becomes a dovo kavua, then it's an oil. Then it's takenat makabel. Fakir, this word's the other way around. It means you put something on top of a mess like this, a sefer on top of a mess, it's makabel tumah. But if it's kavua, then it's an oil. And the oil brings tumah, that's true. But it doesn't itself become tumah, except pishta. That's a very important thing. Elif makabel tumah, so it's ken hoch ayim bedova kavua shechibro lakarka. Even though it started off as a sheet, but once you pin it down, now it becomes oil, sheet, oil. Oil's not makabel tumah. It brings tumah. It spreads tumah. But in itself doesn't become tumah unless it happens to be made out of pishton. So it tells you another very interesting thing here. This is a big machloikis in all of us, but it goes this way. Oil has two qualities to it. It's mevia. On one hand, it's mevia satumah. It's a spreader. On the other hand, it's a choitzis mehatumah. It stops the tumah. Tumah goes straight up in derech klal. Now, let's say you had a mess in this room. If somebody's on top of the roof, he's tor. Even if he's directly over the mess. Why? Because the oil stops. Besides spreading, it stops. This thing's called tumah ritzutza. When you don't have an oil, let's say there's no space of tevach, it's flush against the mess. It shoots through everything to the sky. It doesn't spread, it shoots straight. Once you have the oil, it spreads, but doesn't shoot. Spreads, but that stops it. See, if somebody's sitting on the roof of the building directly over the mess, he's okay. Oh. So that's an interesting thing. What will be now with an oihel that's made out of pishton? You have a mess in a tent made out of pishton. Now you're telling me like this. This oihel is itself tummy now. Look at this new thing in this Mishnah. That since it's pishton, it is tummy. I want to know somebody sitting on top of that oil.
Hey, touching,
so that'll be a tumas area. It doesn't matter. If we're not touching, it doesn't make a difference. On top of that oil, will the tum of the mess shoot through to him or not? So again, Mishnah Rishon, whoa, what's the difference? It's an oil. That's the quality of an oil. That it's maybe satumo and choitzis from that tumor. But says we got another din in all those. Kol dover shemekabel tumo ein choytzitz b'fnei tumo. Anything that itself becomes tome cannot stop tumo. It's one of the rules in tumo. Anything that becomes tome can't stop tumo. Says Taisus, it'll come out an interesting thing that if there's a mess in an oil shel pishton, that tumo will shoot right through the oil. It'll be an oil havoas tumo that it will have. It'll be an oil that will become tome, but it won't stop the tumo. It's a very interesting phenomenon that tumo. I don't know if you have it anywhere else, that it spreads and shoots. Generally, those two are mutually exclusive. If it spreads, it doesn't shoot through. If it shoots through, it doesn't spread. Here, it will spread. It's a halba oil. It's not a halba oil. It's a funny oil. It's an oil that's tummy. It's something that's tummy. Can't stop tumor.
What happens if
you have... the rational law says is not true. It's not true. Once it's an oil, stop tummy. Can't stop tummy. It's not tummy. But that's what he says here. That's going to be true, though. Something that's tummy cannot stop tumor.